Blog Talk Radio.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
It's a beautiful day indeed, and no better way to start today's episode than that wonderful song by the King of Rock and Roll, Hound Dog. Yes, folks, we're going back to the dogs again today. I love dogs. I have a lot of dogs with my wife. We love them and enjoy them. Sometimes they can be a little bit of an issue, but it's always laughable in the end. So we're going to return to the wonders of the canine world, and we're going to tell a little story about a very special rescue dog named Gretchen. She was a little dog who was all heart, and she yearned for life. She inspired our family, gained our love and attention, and showed what it means to fight to live, because her whole life was a battle. Yet she never complained, always showed good cheer, and we're always going to remember her. And we'll come to her story in a few minutes. First, I want to go over the pictures, and we'll play a little bit more music, and then we'll come back with a story of Gretchen and one other little tidbit that I think you might find interesting. The pictures today, and I'm going to start describing, I'll describe them to you, and they may not match up with the way it rolls through, so you'll be able to see if you miss it right at first. You know, dogs are amazing, and they're all individuals. They're all different, just like we people are. Like Gretchen. Gretchen kind of looked like a little German shepherd, but she also had Rottweiler in her. That's how she got her name. And Gretchen loved the water. She was a beach dog. So there's beach dogs. And then there's little Molly, the rat terrier, who's a mischievous dog. The German shepherd looks like he's smiling at you. He's a happy dog. Then there's an older dog named Max. He's departed now, too. Max is a spotted dog. Then we had Foodle the Poodle, a little yip-yap dog. Val and Sal, with Molly at their side, guard dogs. And a picture of Val almost 2 years ago, a puppy dog. There are all kinds of dogs in all stages of life in dogs. But I truly believe that they are a gift from God. And, of course, I have the cross, the Bible, and the flag picture up there because God is so important to America. He was there at our creation. He was involved in our creation, and we acknowledge that, and we need to remember that And besides, folks, if you spell dog backwards, you get God. Is that a coincidence? No, I think God brought them here to us to make us happy, to make us a little wiser, and maybe to show us through them just how great life is and how magnanimous God must be. Think about that, if you will, during the break. And we're going to play another appropriate song for the occasion. This one has to do with all of you, particularly in the city, because you have to get out and walk your dog, take care of him. Here in the country, they just can kind of, as long as they're fenced in the farm area, they can pretty much roam around outside when they want to. So here's Rufus Thomas with something you have to do all the time, walking the dog. And we'll be back for the story of Gretchen in just a moment. Thomas with Walking the Dog, and I hope you make sure and take care of your dog in that department when you need to, particularly in the city where if you don't, you got a real problem on your hands, especially if you're going to work all day. You know, dogs have been special in my life and the life of my wife. We've, over the years, been graced by many dogs, and a large number of them, but not all, were rescue dogs. Well, this little dog named Gretchen, she was definitely a rescue. She was found in the gutter of a busy street near downtown Jacksonville. A friend of my wife's was on her way home from work and found her, and she knew exactly where Gretchen would be safe. My wife has a reputation for loving animals and taking them in. Sometimes I think it's more than we can handle, but it always turns out well. Sometimes we find somebody else who wants the dogs. Other times we just make them a keeper. And Gretchen definitely became a keeper. This poor little dog, she was tiny. She was malnourished, so she was undersized. She was mange-ridden, and she could barely walk. There was something seriously wrong with her back. She needed medical attention. So my wife's friend brought her out to us. we lived outside of town, had some rural land. And of course, we also have some horses. We've moved since then, but we still have horses. Dogs, cats, anything that's okay in a more rural setting. And she brought Gretchen out there. And when I first looked at her, I thought, oh my goodness, here we go again. This puppy really needs a lot of help. And when she got there, it was amazing. This little dog was so tiny, and she was in a red sweater because it was still cold weather. This lady loves dogs. Matter of fact, she did some grooming of dogs, so she always had supplies in her car, and she found a little sweater that she put on Gretchen, and she brought her out there, and when I first saw her, she looked like a little monkey. She really did. But I would soon find out she was much more than that. As soon as Cheryl laid eyes on her, with the coloring in her face, like I say, she has a face that's kind of like a Rottie, but she's got the fur of a retriever, and her snout is a little bit more like a German Shepherd. She's obviously a mutt. She was a mutt. And she was undersized. It was obvious she wasn't going to be as big as any of those dogs. But what she made up, we found out later, what she made up for her size with in later life was her heart, because it was huge. So Cheryl took her in, and we examined her, and I went to pick her up, and she just cried. It hurt. So we made an appointment to the vet, and Cheryl took her in because, first of all, she wanted to have her checked over and get shots, but she also wanted to know, is this a dog we could keep, or does it need to be put to sleep? Because we don't want it to suffer. She went to the vet, had it taken care of, and she got medication for the mange, and the doctor examined her and said that she had a serious spinal condition that was a birth defect, and that's what was causing the pain. But as her spine got stronger, if she exercised, she could very well develop quite normally, but she needed exercise and attention to do that. Well, when Cheryl came home, she said exactly what she was told by the doctor, she told me. And she wanted to know what I thought. And I looked at this little dog, and I said, well, Lord, what should we do? And we decided that as long as she showed progress that looked like things might be getting better, we would give it a try to give her life. And boy, did this little dog prove to us that she wanted life. She started, even though she was hobbling a little bit, she would walk all around the property with me. And I noticed every day she got a little bit better as she grew a little bit. And maybe the vet was right, she was going to grow out of this problem. So we started an exercise program, and nothing better for a dog with any retriever instinct than to play fetch. And I started with just a little stick. Didn't throw it far because she was still small. But she would run over or trot over and pick it up and bring it back and drop it at my feet. So we did that for a little while. And she still showed signs of getting even stronger. Well, about 2 weeks later, we decided to graduate it to a ball. And she was getting bigger also. And so we started playing fetch with the ball, and we throw it just a little bit farther. Her gimpy trot turned into a steady trot, and over time, it became a run. Not only that, but after a few more weeks, she would get the ball, she would bring it back to me, drop it at my feet, and then she would paw the ground because she was telling me to throw it again. So over time, it got to the point where Gretchen and I would play fetch twice a day, once in the morning, and then later after work, because I was still working at this time. And she would greet me when I'd come home. She would come to the gate with the ball in her mouth. And when I got through the gate, parked the car, she would walk over beside me with her tail wagging like crazy and drop that ball right at my feet. So I knew that I wasn't even going into the house until we played catch. And now she's acting normal. I mean, she doesn't show any signs of pain whatsoever. So we knew we'd made the right decision. Her mange had cleared up. She was looking healthy. She had put on some weight. She was going to be a little undersized, which was okay, because we've got a lot of dogs. We don't need a whole lot of big dogs. We have a few. We've always had a few, but we also have small dogs. But she was just full of herself with life. And any time I walked out the door, she tried to play catch. Sometimes I couldn't do it with her, but I always made sure that I played fetch with Gretchen twice a day, no matter what, morning and night. And it really made her happy. And she'd sleep right on the deck right next to the front door. When we had the dog Yardley that I mentioned in a story 2 weeks ago, they were good pals. They'd roam around together a little bit on the farm and never really got into any mischief. Dig a few holes here and there, but dogs are going to do that. If you're going to have dogs, you have to deal with that. Don't expect a manicured yard if you're going to have a dog. It doesn't work. But they're much more fun, and they're much more valuable to what they do for your soul. So, you know, I thought about what we had done in saving her, and I thought back to those verses in Genesis that talks about man having dominion over all living things. And I think, truly think, that God sent Gretchen to us for a real reason, because she was going to teach us a lot about the will to live. Well, a few years later, she was all great and normal, but we had a couple of stray dogs showed up. And of course, we love dogs, but you got to be careful with stray dogs. You don't know where they came from. You don't know if they might have rabies. So my wife called the dog catcher, because they really wouldn't come to you, and they really weren't totally aggressive, but they did chase a couple of the cats in a little bit rougher fashion than our dogs do. I mean, dogs and cats will always roughhouse a little bit, but these guys were a little bit too much. So the dog catcher came, and he was going to take them back because she couldn't find anybody that would take them, and she didn't want to put them in the car and try to take them anywhere, not knowing what the situation was, because it was obvious that they were a little bit too aloof, if you know what I mean. Anyway, the dog catcher came, and he opened up, and she pointed out the dogs, and she went into the house. As I pulled in the drive, thankfully I did that time, I saw the dog catcher had also grabbed Gretchen. I don't know. She might have barked at him. I don't know. And he was getting ready to put her in to the truck. And I said, whoa, wait a minute. That one's not supposed to go. Oh, I thought this was one of the strays. No. That's a wonderful dog we have. He won't bite you. She won't bite you. She's a wonderful dog. So he let her go, and she came up to me, and then she went and got her ball. And I thought to myself, wow, that could have been a disaster for us. I told Cheryl about it, and she said, well, I pointed out the two dogs. But anyway, a miss is as good as miles. So we saved Gretchen, and that was beautiful. So we kept on playing catch, and Gretchen kept on being our watchdog at the front door, and she would walk around in the evening checking on things. She'd check over everything. The only time she ever killed an animal on our farm was when a goose tried to attack me. Yeah, he wasn't really trying to attack me, but he was going to bite me. And Gretchen went over to protect me and grabbed him, and she didn't mean to kill him, but she grabbed him by the neck, so you can imagine what happened. But I couldn't blame Gretchen, because she was trying to take care of me. And the goose was out of his pen, as he shouldn't have been, but he had gotten out. And, I mean, things do happen on a farm like that. So anyway, she was wonderful, and she also guarded the farm from strangers. If anybody strange came up to the gate, she would just go keep a little distance from the gate, right behind me, looking with just a look on her face that was more like a Rottweiler than it was a smaller dog. And if I didn't know the person, I didn't tell them, don't worry about the dog. Because I don't let people into the property unless I'm sure what their intentions are and that they're there for a reason appropriate. So anyway, that's what she did every time. It could be night, it could be day, it didn't matter. She was a little guard dog, and she and Yardley used to protect the chickens in their coops in the early years after we had moved. Since then, of course, we got the two big dogs. The guard dogs that you saw in the pictures, Valentino and Salvador, and their story of their own. They're brothers, half-brothers. But anyway, so Gretchen just carried out her duties. Well, We lost her about 4 years ago. And Gretchen, one morning when I went out, she wasn't on the deck. It was a kind of a chilly morning. And sometimes she would go in the garage because we had a nice bed in there for her. And on real cold weather, we had a little heating system in there for the dogs. She had no desire to come in the house. She just liked being outside. I guess it was from her early days, running loose in the streets. So anyway, I walked into the garage and I found her, and she couldn't get up. Hind legs were paralyzed. And I said, this thing has come back. And the vet had warned us that this might happen again. It may come back, and if it did, it would likely be fatal. So we had her checked out, and they said, we can put her down right now. He said, sometimes it's a temporary thing. It can come back. So if you want to wait, we can wait a few days. So I took her back home, and I rigged up something so that I could wheel her in and out of the garage because her front legs were fine. And she tried to run just like normal. I mean, she had all kinds of spunk and spirit. I don't know if she had any pain or if the paralysis was, killed off the nervous system as well. I'm not sure if it was completely, but she didn't show as much pain. But she obviously was frustrated because she wanted to be a real dog. So we waited 3 or 4 days, and things got no better. And so we made the decision to put her to sleep. I went with her and rubbed her back as she left us. And I brought her home, and I buried her in our little pet cemetery because she was always special. So I just want you to think. Oh, I'm sorry, there's one other story that also I think is amazing. The only thing that Gretchen was afraid of was thunderstorms. She despised thunderstorms. She didn't want to come in the house. So what she would do, we have a raised garage, and she would go under the garage and stay there until it left, and then she'd come out. Well, one time we had gone into town one afternoon, and a sudden thunderstorm came up. That's not unusual in the summer in Florida at any time, and it was pretty bad. Matter of fact, one of our neighbors had his horses hit with lightning close by, so there was a lot of lightning, and it was pretty scary, and Gretchen panicked, because when I was there with her, she would follow me around, and I'd just go in the barn, and we'd hunker down for a little bit till it passed, and she'd stay there right at my side. She was happy as long as she was with me. But there was nobody there, so Gretchen figured out how to get out. She dug a hole, and she got in, and she went running. And she went off in the woods, and we put signs up and down the road looking for her. 3 or 4 days later, we hadn't heard anything. I figured, well, I guess she's gone. I looked for her every day and talked to people. When all of a sudden I got a call from a man down the road, a farmer, and he says, somebody told me you're missing a dog. I said, well, yes, I am. She says, is a little black and tan dog, looks kind of like a German Shepherd, but maybe something else. I said, sounds like my dog. Well, that dog came over here, and he crawled into my big charcoal grill. Can you believe this? He crawled into the grill. She crawled into the grill, and she didn't want to leave. We finally got her out, and she's been having water and eating food in the garage, but we're trying to find her home. I said, well, that's me. And I went down and picked up Gretchen. She was so happy, it was unbelievable, and so was I, because I really didn't want to lose that little dog. So I'm sorry I forgot that little tidbit in its normal place. That was about 2 years before her end, because she went down very suddenly. And the doctor said that could be. But we had over 10 years of a wonderful time with Gretchen. She was an inspiration because she told me just how precious life is. And she showed just how important it was for her to live normally if she could. And by golly, she did. She worked her way through her pain. She developed normally. She became a great friend and family member. And she's really an inspiring dog. So the next time someone tells you there are no miracles and that dogs don't mean much, they can't teach you anything, they're not very important, tell them the story about Gretchen the Wonder Dog. Because she truly was a wonder. And we loved her dearly. And that's our story for today. But before I go, I want to share with you a note that I got from one of my listeners about my previous dog story 2 weeks ago about Yardley, the Springer Spaniel. You may remember that I've announced that anybody that would like to come on the show is welcome to. They just need to contact me in advance, and you can do that at my blog site, both of them, the radio site, blogtalkradio.com/North Florida Writer Live, or you can contact me through my website, NorthFloridaWriter.com. There's a place for comments on my blog stories there. There's also a comment page where you can actually get in touch with me, contact page. You can get in touch with me, and if you do that, I will be glad to get back in touch. But this lady, and I'm just going to call her Brenda, she wrote to me based upon this story that I told 2 weeks ago, and I think it's quite good because it explains, in someone else's words, just how wonderful a dog can be and what they can do to really make things better for you in life. So let me read it to you, and I'll quote. "Quite by accident, we adopted a little dog who was on a kill list. The list had been forwarded to me by a rescuer friend." Once again, rescues, folks. Rescue dogs are great, and they need your love. "She has 5 dogs, and I had 4 at the time, and no intention of getting another, until I saw Jack's little picture. Now, I don't know what type dog Jack is. Maybe he was a terrier. I'm not sure, but his name was Jack. Her family was in the midst of falling apart due to the 2009 depression." Boy, I'm glad to hear somebody else call it a depression. You know, a depression is when it impacts you directly and you lose your job. A recession is somebody else's. "And we were suffering from horrible financial and emotional fallout. Jack became our love therapist with so much joy and exuberance and affection that no one could stay depressed while he was in the room. That was 5 years ago. Now my husband cannot bear to be separated from him and is so much better physically and mentally. We believe Jack was literally sent to us from heaven to save our family. There really is no other explanation." And that was sent by Brenda, who signs off as 5 Dog Mom. Well, Brenda, I don't know if you're listening or not this morning, but I really appreciate those comments. And once again, I want to tell anyone, if you want to come on the show, it's very easy to do. Just get in touch with me so that I can make sure you're real, and you can kind of give me a little quick rundown on what your story is about. And we'll put you on for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever you want to do to tell your story. I'm going to continue to tell stories because I've gotten a lot of response that people like them, but I would sure like to have some other ones on as well. So that's entirely up to you. But anyway, I just want you to know, folks, that dogs are very important to me and my wife. They're wonderful blessings from God. And there are so many dogs out there that don't have a home, so many puppies that starve to death or mistreated. Please take care of your dogs, and please neuter and spay your dogs. Because unless you're a breeder or you live on a farm where you want to have some more dogs, they always end up being abused, just like cats do, all of God's children, because they're part of God's children too. They're animals, but they need us because God gave them to us to take care of. So just think about that. Take care of them because they're truly a blessing. And Lord knows they can be a pain in the neck sometimes. But in the end, the love, devotion, and the dedication they will give to you, the loyalty, far outpoints any problems you might have. So that's our show for today. And once again, all of my shows remain online after they're done. This one will be up and about 24/7 on my site, blogtalkradio.com/North Florida Writer Live, about 10 minutes after its conclusion. And you can also, of course, look at my website, NorthFloridaWriter.com. So that's it for today, folks. We'll have another show tomorrow. We're going to be back in the political arena, but I'm not quite sure of the exact topic yet. But I'll post it when it's ready. It'll be on my Facebook page. It will be on Twitter. It will also be on my website. So I hope you'll tune in again. And I hope you take care of those dogs that you have. Don't let them stray. And don't leave them out in the hot weather. have a place safe for them to be comfortable. So God bless you all, folks. Have a great day, and I hope you'll listen again soon. We're going to close out with an old classic from the maestro, Louis Armstrong. And dogs play a part of this. They play a big part in making it what a wonderful world. And with Louis' music, we'll sign off for this show. Bye now.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They learn much more. I never knew, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself.